A molar from a mammoth estimated to be at least 19,000 years old, found on a public beach in Squim. KUOW's Angela Nee Nguyen has more.
Squim resident Lori Christie was walking with her boyfriend when they came across the discovery last month. She describes it as an 11-pound, dark, ridged rock shaped almost like a big molar. The couple had an idea of what it was, thanks to their previous trip to a mammoth exhibit.
My boyfriend knew what it was right away. I didn't recognize it before he did. I knew it was a fossil. I knew that it was something prehistoric. I just wasn't sure it was a tooth.
They hid it under some driftwood and came back for it the next day, after doing their research. Then, they took it to the Burke Museum at the University of Washington. There, a collections manager confirmed the finding.
It's a Columbian mammoth molar. We thought it was maybe woolly. We went to a woolly exhibit. We didn't know.
Christie lives by the Manus Mastodon site, where previous fossils have been found. She says if she ever did any digging for her property, she'd have to be careful. So, what do you even do with a mammoth molar? Well, Christie plans to lend it out to different museums. The first place on her list is the Museum and Art Center in Squim. For now, she's putting the molar through the process of dissemination and preserving it. I'm Angela Nee Nguyen, KUOW News.